Hi, this is Yvette Francina from Search Software Quality, here again with Matt Poyser. We're doing a series of podcasts with Matt, who is a member of the technical staff at Social Text and very active in the QA community. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Yvette. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. So our topic today is going to open source tools for test management. So, Matt, tell me about test management. What does that mean?
Okay, well, you have this sort of, think of creating the Apple personal computer, maybe, or MS-DOS. This amazing, creative, chaos, wonderful, innovative world. And senior management comes and says, when's this going to be done? And the technical staff says, well, we have no idea, but it's going to be really cool. Right? That's not acceptable to most companies today. And a lot of times they want sort of predictability. The other extreme extent of that, I think James Buck uses the analogy of we should know how many bricks are in the house, and we know how many bricks are in the pile. We know how many we've built, so if there's 10,000 bricks, we've built 1,000. Then we're 10% done, so it's been a month, so we should be done in 10 months. And this is sort of this ideal of the easy-to-predict software project where we know where everything is. And it turns out construction doesn't work that way much. But somewhere in the middle, we want to be able to have some abstraction to be able to present some information to a decision-maker. That could be things like, these are the open bugs. These are the, compared to how many that we've already closed, or these are how many we closed in the past week, or this is trend line, or use the P1. We want to be able to have that information at our fingertips. What's blocking us from shipping? What's tested? What's still left to test? And I think that the house analogy is pretty unrealistic, but there are tools that help us move at least a little bit in that direction, especially when it comes to summarizing information for decision makers. So tools like that is what I say when I mean test management tools.
So are there some good open source tools available then for test management?
Yeah, absolutely. Personally, I use Bugzilla every day, which is a free bug tracking tool, which beats the heck out of Signal. So Bugzilla, you're going to need... The thing about the tools is that you get what you pay for, right? So there's going to be no support unless you want to purchase commercial support. You're probably going to have your own Apache web server that you set up on a Linux box, right? And that's going to take some time. And you're going to have to configure it. There's going to be an ugly front end that is just a bunch of boxes, right? Which is a component of your software, which you're going to have to fill in with the different types. You're going to have to define that yourself. The name of the bug, the description of the bug, attachments, and things like that. But you get a basic web-based form that you can fill in that you can do some amount of reasonable bug tracking and searching with. So I really like Bugzilla. You get what you pay for. There's another AnyWiki product. When it comes to either creating the sort of plan that's going to change over time, wiki being editable by any one web page, when it comes to tracking, let's just break the software up into 10 different areas, and I want to know who's on each area and what they've done at a high level. Wikis are absolutely great for that, and just like Bugzilla, you can get free wikis. If you've got a competent technical staff, and they're the only ones that want to use the wiki, in many cases, that's all you need. I do work for a company that Social Text, we host the wiki, and we add a lot of value-added services on top of it, but it's not just the wiki. But if you're a very strong technical company in a lot of environments, you can use an open source tool and get by just fine.
So what do you think that organizations should look at if they don't have a lot of budget, so they want to go open source? What are the kinds of things that they should look at when they're looking at different tools?
Wow, that's a very blue sky question, right? So I'm going to make some assumptions just to try to answer that. We want to look at our engineering process and say, what can we do better at? or in some cases what's absolutely broken. Right? And then, so in many cases, communication. So what is electronic communication going to do for us? So if electronic communication is going to enable us to not have to talk to each other anymore, we might want to look at tools that are more in the area of reorganizing the workplace so that we do talk to each other and having an open space work environment. Right? We might not want to look for software tools. If the problem is that we can't track issues because Joe writes the issues on a sticky note and they fall on the floor and we lose them, we don't remember what they were, we don't have organizational memory, then absolutely bug tracking is a good way to go.
Well, I see what you're saying is find the gaps in your processes and try to find the tools that will address your biggest problem. But I was thinking more about questions of security or support or performance or things that are there issues with using open source tools that organizations need to be aware of?
Well, support's probably the first one. And that is, support is, it's kind of vacuous. It really seems to me in many cases it's sort of a CYA kind of an activity, cover your tail, I should say. Because I've worked for big companies and had these big support contracts with very, very large vendors that produce software that costs six figures. And we've called them up for help, and they don't. It takes a really long time to get an answer. And the answer you get is often, good luck with that, or, you know, upgrade to the next version before we'll talk to you, or if you spend $250, we can create a funded ticket and look into this issue further. Or you misconfigured your software, have a nice day. Not really, you're paying large amounts of money for support, and you don't really get it. So I guess the one thing that buys you for commercial support is if you have an absolute critical incident, showstopper, everything. Your IS shop falls over because your Oracle database falls over. Oracle will fix that. But short of that, when it comes to, like, I just want you to figure out how to use this test function, a lot of times there's a lot of problems with the commercial tools out there, especially second-tier tools. We're not talking about operating systems here. We're not talking about databases running our shop or compilers. We're talking about secondary tools provided by secondary vendors. So I would take the, what I'd be looking at is how much does it cost for us to put up a server in terms of a sysadmin's time. In a very large organization, I'd be asking, that's so hard to do, can we get a dev to do it? And then is the IT group going to have an issue with that? And we might want to get some kind of hosted option where we pay someone $5 a month, a user or something. They host the open source for us, which is can be far cheaper than a commercial. And then with that, we've got traditional issues with support, with security. Is that in our data center? Is that in some other data center? Is it in another data center? Where's the data? Who owns the data? How do we talk to it? Is it SSL? Is our communication with that? Like, there's a great bug tracker called Squish that is just a hosted, pretty version of Bugzilla. And I can see a large organization having questions about the data, even though the company's stable and the data is, and the web-based traffic is all going over a secure sockets layer. And that's just a comfort conversation to have with your director of IT. So I think those are the issues that swim around it, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah. So I know you've talked about this hybrid open source / hosted model. Is this an example of the tool that you just mentioned?
Squish is really great. Anybody, their developers are going to be familiar with this because DBCS, Subversion, Git, they all have hosted repositories where your data is somewhere else. It's backed up, right? In the event of a disaster, it's going to be mirrored So your data is going to be around. It's in the internet. They did the same things happen with bug tracking tools and wikis, and to some extent with test management tools. I mean, everything's going to the cloud. Microsoft is moving Office to the web. So I think we're
so you pay for the hosting, but not for the open source tool.
Right.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Hosting. So then, how do we get support? Well, we're hiring this company to provide support. That's how we're going to get it. We're hiring Sauce Labs to provide support. That's how we're getting it. And they're going to give us a support contract, and we have a problem, they're going to call us, and here's a service level agreement, right? So hopefully...
So that way, you can get you get the free open source tool, and you get what you're paying for is some of the issues that traditionally might come with open source, which would be the lack of support or security or hosting of the data, that kind of thing. That's what you're paying for to the service provider that's hosting. Is that correct?
Exactly. And IT directors get this because Red Hat has been providing an enterprise version of Linux, which is supported for, 10 years now?
Mm-hmm.
And we put it on our servers, and we trust Linux only because Red Hat put their stamp on it.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, any parting thoughts for our listeners?
Well,
what would be your advice if they want to get started tomorrow with open source?
I would suggest I'd point them to Selenium RC, which is or Selenium IDE OpenQA.org. It's a great website. And you can Google around for tutorials. We may be writing a little bit on search software quality. There are a few tutorials. But that's a little bit down the road, so we're reluctant to talk about that too much.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Matt, for being with us today.
Thanks, Yvette. You have a nice day.
Bye-bye.